Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. Today, we have attorney Andrew Needle discussing the paradigm shifts in the legal system brought on by COVID-19.
We're here today talking about changes that have occurred in the legal system that have been forced upon us by the pandemic, COVID-19. I'm calling it the paradigm shift brought about by COVID-19 in the legal system. As by way of background, when COVID really shut the country down in March of 2020, the courts pretty much ground to a halt. No one quite knew how to deal with it. We could not bring people into the courthouse because of the risk of infection. We couldn't get together in deposition rooms, which of course are relatively small, sometimes overpopulated with people, and go with the risk of transmission. The other issue is we were all thinking that masks might be the best approach. Masks bring their own problems because they prevent us from both from hearing everything, because sometimes your speech is muffled, and at other times, fully appreciating the facial expressions that can tell us so much about what we're talking about. So what emerged was a culture of video teleconferencing, primarily with the Zoom platform. Now, initially, it had its issues because of security. Those were quickly adjusted. And for the most part, at least here in Florida, the majority of courts rapidly added broadband capability and Wi-Fi facilities adequate enough to handle video conferencing, placing it into every judge's courtroom, every judge's judicial chambers. And of course, ironically, most people were not actually in the courthouse because the courthouse was closed to the public. But we all began to use the Zoom platform from our respective offices, if we were in an office that was open, which was not all that common, more frequently utilizing it from home. So what happened was we all got used to taking depositions, having court hearings, even mediations that were conducted entirely in a virtual setting through the Zoom platform. Now, some courts have utilized Microsoft Teams. Some people prefer it, but it seems like the most ubiquitous platform is Zoom right now. So for the course of over a year, at least in Florida, we were limited to the presentations virtually on the Zoom platform. Because of the rapid rate of vaccination, the courthouses have now started to open up, and people are actually starting to have real live depositions. Mediations are still occurring virtually, but they're also starting to occur live as well. Now, when I say that it's produced a paradigm shift, what does that mean? We discovered that it's incredibly convenient to not have to sit in traffic for half hour, hour and a half, sometimes longer, to travel to the courthouse, and then same period of time back to our respective offices. When we would get to the courthouse for a morning routine hearing that they call usually the uniform motion calendar, everyone would sit around just waiting, and it would not be terribly productive except to the extent that you could work on your smartphone sitting there in the hallway. Now, because these hearings can be conducted remotely on the Zoom platform, we can sit in our office and just log in to the queue. And when the court's ready for our hearing, we get called up and we can stop multitasking and we can pay attention to the particular hearing that's been set for that day. But in the meantime, we're free to go ahead and utilize that time productively. Translated into the context of the mediation, instead of everyone traveling to a location for a mediation, or being limited to a particular mediator because they live in a particular area of the state, and Florida is a big state, we can all do it now virtually, so that we're assigned our own little breakout rooms where we have privacy and confidentiality, and we can do our presentations together in a gallery setting, and then we're broken up into our individual rooms. Doing it this way, we have the advantage of having claims adjusters that are back in their home offices, wherever they may be, Indiana, Ohio, New York, California, and they're participating, as opposed to having to spend hours and hours or days flying in without having the end of the day forced deadline of them saying, I've got a plane to catch, I've got to leave this mediation, we can't conclude it. Instead, everyone just stays until we're done. And so that's been a shift in the way we do things. Now, will that continue on? At the present, at least here in Miami, which is Miami-Dade County, the 11th Judicial Circuit in and for Florida, we're currently surveying the legal community, and the judges are discussing among themselves whether they want to continue having their morning motion calendar done on a Zoom platform so that people don't have to travel to the courthouse and spend that time there. We're still emerging from the cocoon that we had placed ourselves into in order to avoid transmission of COVID. And so there are issues of jury selection that may come up with a hybrid solution where initial jury screening could occur on the Zoom platform, and then later the jurors brought to the courthouse for the actual jury trial itself. But the availability of having an efficient and very easy to use video platform has enabled us to provide legal services much more efficiently. It's a cost savings to the client. It's a cost savings to the law firms. And it also produces a far greater degree of efficiency on the part of the judicial system itself, and judges in particular, because you can move from place to place simply by clicking on the icon on your Zoom gallery, and you've got your lawyer there. It's been a game changer. Now the question is, will it stay? Has this paradigm shift become permanent? And the sense that I have is that it will make changes. The area that probably will be most benefited will be the ability to have witnesses who are in remote locations testify live, as opposed to having to try and talk them into getting on an airplane, taking them away from their businesses or their medical practices to come in and testify as expert witnesses. If you can get a doctor to testify live from the office in his hospital out at UCLA or Cornell Weill in New York, and them not have to worry about getting on a plane, it's going to make them probably more willing to participate in the system, as well as enable the jury to see them live with the interaction of actual cross-examination, as opposed to being limited to a videotaped deposition if you could not bring them in live. Plus, there's the added cost savings of not having to fly in your expert, put your expert up overnight, deal with the issue of when does your expert get on the stand, when does your expert have to leave because they have to catch a plane back home. So it will be a tremendous advantage in the actual presentation of trial testimony if the courts will continue to allow us to have witnesses testify remotely, but in real time. So these are the kinds of changes that we're going to continue to see only because they do make sense. And one of the biggest complaints that we had, you know, before the pandemic hit was that the cost of litigation was just out of control. This is one method of controlling the cost of litigation and making these cases more economically efficient to handle and economically feasible for many lawyers to undertake and many clients to have adequate representation. So I think that's going to be one of the long-term effects that virtual environment that we were forced into by the pandemic will have long-term on the legal profession.